following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Hi there. Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Math Show. I am your host, Nathan Ross, Tax CPA. And for the next hour or so, we're going to discuss some ways that you can plan to pay less tax for the rest of your life if you execute the right strategies. As indicated, KSEV is not responsible for what you're going to hear today on this show. I guess I am to a certain extent. Although I'm going to say that, as usual, we're going to tell you the answers as we know them, as we know the current tax law, tax regulations, and I guess some case law might provide. And as always, I'm going to suggest anytime you hear something, whether it's over the air or over the backyard fence, that you check that information out with your current professional advisors, your accountants, your lawyers, your investment advisors, etc., before you take action. These are serious amounts of money in many cases for the folks that we work with. And for the most part, it is not a DIY strategy. That can cost you some major money. And every time I mention this, I think about our Houston legendary oil well firefighter, Mr. Red Adair, who used to say that if you think professionals are expensive, try the amateurs. And boy, does it go double or maybe times 10 when it comes to how much you pay in taxes. If you have questions today that you'd like to ask on the air, you can call in to area 281-558-5738. Or 281-558-KSEV. Or you can text me at 713-581-0195. Maybe you're not exactly looking to discuss your private financial matters on the Voice of Texas, KSEV. I'll keep you anonymous, however, so it's not a concern there. However, I know people are listening, even though we get zero calls, because I get emails. Boy, do I get emails after the show throughout that next week. And that's going to be partially the topic for today. We're going to talk about Roth conversions. Apparently, people are listening to me and others in this business of tax strategizing. And the Roth conversion is one of the hottest strategies that people are considering now as they're watching multiple issues in our world, in our life, in our country that are only going to exacerbate the debt. And the debt is growing at an unbelievably rapid pace, and there's no end in sight to the amount of money that we plan on printing to deal with many things. And, you know, if you watch the fight, the ongoing fight over the Build Back Better Act in Washington, you notice Mr. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, senators both, were not willing to move forward over the last, 3, 4, 5 months with passing that act. And Mr. Manchin kept saying, we don't know what's coming. Why would we go spend more money? And then we're really going to be in a pickle compared to where we're at now. And boy, does it look like that is coming on with now the war that we are no doubt going to spend billions on, even though it's not necessarily our fight. It can be. It might be the way it's looking. There may be a move to keep going west by Mr. Putin, depending on what he runs into currently. And I think that's the concern, whether you're for or against the Ukrainians, which is someone I heard on the air the other day said this is their 1776, which means they either fight or they, you know, keep their independence, or they're going to be, well, they may already be speaking Russian, I'm not sure, but they're going to be speaking a lot more of it if they don't somehow stem the tide here. And then, of course, I guess Poland, Germany, others could be next. It's such a convoluted situation, you know. When you talk about sanctioning Putin, you forget the barrel of the gun's pointing at you too. It's not just pointing at him. And you know, when you look at the amount of oil that our country imports now under the progressive, the green Democratic administration, it sounds so pretty and pristine, doesn't it? The progressives. Now you realize why some good old oil and gas coming out of the ground may not be such a bad thing for at least a few more years while we hone our electric model. I'm not sure, but I don't think I've seen Tesla producing any tanks just yet. And I know there's been moves afoot in the commercial airline business to fly a big jet aircraft on salad oil, I believe it is. I'm not sure that's going to work with B-52s. Last time I checked, in fact, it would not work. So, you know, all these wonderful technology options and going green and all that. Well, it's like Mike Tyson used to say when he was boxing. He said, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the nose. Well, that's what's happening right now. We're all getting punched in the nose. Let's see how far the electric and the even the LNG, I don't know, maybe there's some LNG tanks. I know here in Thailand, where I'm at currently, we have LNG options galore. And invariably, I know we had a vehicle that we put on LNG and ended up taking it off later because it had issues. And that's, you know, that may just be a little inconvenient when it's your family vehicle, but if you're the one driving the tank when those things happen, you got problems. So I don't know. I think the move that's out in the public to move to the green renewable you know, technology is probably not moving as fast back with the powers that be in the military. And of course, we got all manner of other types of things we got to worry about in terms of the people we offend internally that serve in the military. And we got to make concessions for all the different genders, all the different colors, and you know, there's it seems like preparing a fighting force is the last thing on our mind. And now we're getting punched in the nose. So let's see how much we continue to focus on that stuff instead of trying to keep hypersonic missiles from landing in the U.S., hopefully. In any event, what we're going to talk about today is the Roth conversion. Had a lot of questions over the last two or three weeks since we last spoke about it. And we're going to go back through that process and hopefully clarify for listeners that have been listening, and maybe for new listeners, they'll realize what a tremendous opportunity this is to convert your funds from pre-tax over to tax-free at a discount. And we'll get into that when we get back. And again, if you want to raise a question, 281-558-5738, or send me a text message at 713-581-0195. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Oh, Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
When it's time to replace a roof, some people put it off until an emergency arises. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing, your Houston roofing company. I understand. People tell me it's way too complicated and too expensive.
Our customers tell us they wish they would have done it sooner.
I hear it all the time. Once the roof is replaced, they wonder why they waited so long, because it's really not that complicated. We show up on time, we quote you a fair price, we replace most roofs in just one day. At Tejas Roofing, we take pride in making the process easy.
The cleanup is phenomenal. People always comment that it looks like we were never there. And now those customers sleep better at night knowing your new roof has been installed correctly.
When you know you need a new roof, don't put it off. Call me now, Deb Tejada at Tejas Roofing, 281-251-0304. Estimates are free, 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing, 281-251-0304.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, this week. And by the way, I forgot to mention, it is Saturday, March the 5th, there in the Central Standard Time Zone. And I want to remind everyone that's listening that we do have a second show, a different topic. We talk about syndication math for REPs, which is an acronym that I've coined, for real estate private partnership syndications. That all happens tomorrow at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. on AM 700. I think I'm the only one that can say that on Sundays. But in any event, for those of you that are taking your two-day workshop training there at 11,200 West Timer today and tomorrow, which is where I have an office. I've got an office right there on the ground floor. As you're walking up to the elevator, take a look to the right. You'll see our front door. And I'm not there. I'm halfway around the country here for the last couple years, avoiding COVID, among other things, with my family here in Bangkok, Thailand. So I'm not there, but I have people that are there. And Mr. Steve Yeo, CPA, who shares that office with me, is there. And Mr. Yeo's firm is outstanding when it comes to providing certain services for real estate investors, be it QuickBooks accounting or assorted other small business tax and accounting activities, and as well as doing reviews of tax returns, etc. He'll tag team with me on that. And then we've got some other recent additions to our team that are experienced tax CPAs as well, especially real estate tax. And so we are open for business when it comes to tax returns that are already upon us. And for those of you that may have heard me in the past say that, hey, we really don't want to be your reporter, we want to be your planner. You know, we're looking to be able to call you occasionally and say, hey, here's another way we've found that you might want to take a look at to save taxes, or more importantly, I'm not suggesting that saving taxes isn't a big part of what we do, but I'm going to tell you the bulk in terms of dollars of what we accomplish with our strategies, it's not just tax savings. Yes, those exist on almost everything we do, but it's the go-forward wealth creation where you can utilize those tax savings to create more wealth for your family. And that's really the magic of the real estate private partnership syndication market. And in any event, we will obviously be happy to speak with you if you want to give us a call. You can go to the BAPlanner.com website. That's BAPlanner.com. And you can complete top right of that site. You'll see the intake forms, a link to the intake form page. And then right next to that link, you'll see schedule a call. And for those of you that would like to speak with me, please complete those forms and then go schedule your call. Be happy to have a conversation with you. And perhaps, depending on the information you provide me, I can even go further and do a 401 math illustration, which includes the IRA as well. I will show you all four options that you have for investing your money into real estate, controlling your money. And for those of you that think, well, you know, gee, my 401k isn't going to let me use that money to invest in private real estate partnerships, the answer is typically yes, it will. If you're married, living in the great state of Texas, there are ways for us to access those funds, whether or not your HR director knows it, and whether or not they agree, it really doesn't matter. It's a legal maneuver that all we need is a judge to agree, and thus far we're batting 1,000 on those cases. So if you are just getting started, you're at that two-day workshop today, or maybe you just, let's see, there it's about 5:30, so you're probably winding down, or maybe you've just left, and you're excited, the level of intrigue has never been higher, and you're planning on coming back tomorrow morning where you're going to learn about what? REPs, real estate private partnership syndications. And I want you to learn, soak it up like a sponge, and then let's talk before you go buy that that old school membership platform subscription. Let's talk, because in today's world, we don't have to do that. It's very similar to if you said, well, I want to book a flight to LA for next week. Are you going to call a travel agent, or are you going to get online and maybe go to Google Flights and look at the options, you know, many, many options, and compare, you know, multi-city stops and one-ways, et cetera? You know, as a traveler, that becomes your single best option to find flights. I guess the better option would be if you work for a company and they took all that off your plate and they go look for it. But bottom line is, the information is out there for private real estate partnerships, just like it is for travel agency functions of old. And I'm going to suggest to you that, yes, if you have the extra 20,000, or maybe it's 18 this week, you know, I've heard different things along the way with that two-day workshop, join, spend the 20 grand, and you know, we will help you exploit that platform. Just don't execute any kind of liquidation of your retirement funds, because that will send about 30 to 40, maybe 50%, depending on where you live. You know, I know there could be some folks from California, New York attending. Typically there are, and those folks are going to cut loose of half of their family's net worth. And you know, it's insane that a membership program that claims to have your family's best interest at heart, you know, they're going to free you from the cubicle and they're going to retire you in 2.5 to 5 years. Not, but okay, we'll go with it. It's insane that they would tell you that your best option at this moment in time to control your money is to liquidate half of it and go put it in to the IRS. Billions and billions of dollars over the last 30 years of that organization's existence have gone to the IRS. They should be ashamed of themselves that here they claim to know everything there is to know about real estate, and they do. They know a lot about real estate, which makes you think they have to know more about tax. And again, I'm going to keep thinking Red 8 Air, these are the amateurs when it comes to tax planning, and they may be excellent, which in many facets they are in terms of the real estate. So join the organization as a member. Go, you know, get your travel agent lined up, and we will help take you where you want to go, and we'll do it in first class, and we're not going to settle for $60,000 or so after tax. We're not going to call that retirement as they do. And I know they may not overtly say that. At the same time, they're going to retire you in 5 years, or 2.5 is the new mantra that self-made millionaire, the founder, mentions on the air. And I again, I've got example after example after example in my own client base from those members. And the only ones that retire in 2.5 years are people that have over $1 million ready to deploy. And they define retirement as about $60,000 after tax. And I've actually heard that number leak out on that platform's radio shows. And then further, those that join that organization, which are a microscopic percentage to become a syndicator or a lead partner, they can retire in 2.5 years. Why? Because they're getting some of your money each time you join with them to invest, which is not a bad thing. However, the way it occurs and the way that other people participate in the transaction, I heard the show, again, that comes on before mine is produced by that organization, and I heard reference to an individual that has, and this is something you got to be careful of. In fact, when you're at the workshop tomorrow, the second day, and somebody represents that, oh, this guy's done over $2 billion, you know, in apartments. He's purchased is the term I heard today on the air. No, that's not true. He may have been part of $2 billion in transactions. I could believe that. But when you hear somebody say, well, I've got 400 doors, I will promise you, if you drill down on that and say, now, wait a minute, you purchased, you alone, 400 doors or, you know, 400 apartments with 400 units, you're going to hear some crawfishing, and you're going to find out, oh, well, I was a 0.008 owner. Nothing wrong with that, but the verbiage should be, I am an owner in 400 units, not I'm the owner, and I am a owner or a key principal on the debt in over $2 billion of transactions. Great. You don't own $2 billion worth of real estate. And so I'm not saying that individual is guilty of that comment. It's the people that run the show and the radio show collaterally that make those comments. And they know that you don't know enough to know, and they know that you're impressed by that, and you want to go get some of that. Therefore, you want to write the check for the 20 grand. Not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just trying to open your eyes. And when you understand a few of these things, like why you should never consider ripping the Band-Aid off and paying the tax on your investment money before you ever started, then you'll start to look at things in a different light. You'll question, you'll get better data. The data will not necessarily present you with enough information to say, hey, I either do or do not want to be part of any group. But there's other things. You want to, when you're getting ready to fill out the application, flip it over. Read through the fine print on the back of that page. And they should have a separate category entitled cancel culture, because that's what they have the right to do to your membership. If for any reason, and I mean any reason, as in their, quote, sole discretion, end quote, they could terminate your $20,000 membership without explanation and without refund. Just read it and make sure you understand that. And it is similar. It's oddly very similar to when you buy your airline ticket, you agree to being kicked off the plane if you won't put your mask on. You know, those kind of rules. You know, cancel culture. They were cancel culture folks before there was cancel culture. They do a great job at it. Anyway, I'm going to quit talking about that, and we're going to get on to Roth conversions, whether it's pre-tax 401 money or IRA money. when we return here in a few minutes, and we'll talk about the significant opportunity for tax savings if you do it correctly. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers are the Voice of Texas.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
You know, if I were to sum up Joe Biden's first year in office, I think one line from the State of the Union did it best.
Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out a vaccine. The vaccine can stop the spread of these diseases.
It's true, you can't.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to this week's Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And we're getting ready to start discussing the Roth conversion opportunity that, in the context of real estate private partnerships, is absolutely a twofer in the sense that you have the ability to make above average rates of return, but at the same time, you have the ability to convert your retirement plan dollars to Roth retirement dollars, which means that you avoid paying income tax for the rest of your life, assuming you meet the rules involved. And for those of you that don't think that's a material time, I'm going to tell you the IRS recently updated their life expectancy tables, and now if you're a male age 50-ish or so, you're projected to live 85 to 86 years. Females are projected to live to the ripe old age of 87 to 88. And that, my friends, is a long time for retirement funds to last. And the question becomes, am I going to outlive the funds or are the funds going to outlive me? And if you're going to outlive the funds, well, then you got to catch up. and many people are behind the eight ball, as I referred to it, when it comes to retirement living. And it's not just the ability to meet your bills. I think that's where a lot of these mentor programs involving real estate, they think of retirement as simply being able to pay your bills next month. They don't think of retirement as you being one of the 50% of all American couples that will spend up to $880,000 just on health care and retirement. And if you don't think that's potentially your cup of tea, well, it's 50% or more, so it's half of us. And if you don't think there's a way to get to $800,000, I would suggest if any of you have parents that are in assisted living or skilled nursing care, take a look at those monthly bills and then project forward maybe 10 years if that's how long they have to live. You'll see that you easily can exceed that number, even if it's just one of you. God forbid it's two of you. And unfortunately, the way the Medicare or Medicaid rules work is that you're forced to spend down your family's wealth until there's very little, if any. And so it typically will bankrupt the spouse that doesn't or that doesn't have the affliction, whatever the health care issue is. So, you know, the old $1 million level of having a comfortable retirement is now, with all the inflationary tendencies that we've had and we're getting ready to have big time, is somewhere between $2 and $3 million. So if you don't have $2 to $3 million in the bank, quote unquote, as you retire, you're behind. And so how do you get caught up? And, you know, in my arena, the real estate private partnership syndication is the best asset space to be in. And you know, when you look at the number of dollars that are pouring into this asset space, it further confirms what other people are seeing with respect to the same stability. And compared to the stock market, it's night and day different. Not to say you can't make money in the market. I would suggest to you that consistently you won't hit the returns that you'll see in these types of private transactions. And even in spite of COVID, these real estate private partnership syndications, the multifamily variety, in other words, the apartment buildings, have stayed strong. By the way, one other thing, I know I, you know, for those of you that hear me week after week rant and rail about the travel agent platforms, and specifically the one that has the radio show here just before mine, I really do like that organization. I was a member for many years. I was a vendor for almost 20 years, so I know it inside and out. And I'm going to tell you, it is worth exploiting. There's some you know, options, some training, access to some investments, not all. And, you know, you're not going to know where the soft spots are because you haven't been around the block with those groups. Or those groups, I do. And I eat these documents for breakfast, literally, where, you know, you get these. In fact, we're getting ready to talk about one of the documents in terms of the Roth conversion that you'll refer to if you go this route. But in any event, I do encourage you to get education. I encourage you to get a mentor. I guess I would just want to make you aware that, hey, there's other options. And even in our own case, we're getting ready to embark on a training program that I will offer anyone that's joined the basic $500 or $700, whatever it is, the two-day workshop level or the one-day, depending on which program you're joining. I will offer that to you complimentary so that you don't have to pay $20,000 to achieve the sophisticated investor's status. And you're going to hear about all this tomorrow. So when you go back for the second day, all the little leaks that happened today where people are whispering in hushed tones about this thing that's coming tomorrow and the chance to join that $20,000 program. And I, trust me, been there, done that, would do it again if the opportunity arose. And I, you know, fortunately have gone on to own my own multifamily real estate and serve a lot of members of that organization, because there's a little bit of doublespeak out there when it comes to reality. And what I will help you do, in addition to exploiting that program if you choose to join it, or if you don't choose to join it, I'll still suggest there's many other options out there that we can take advantage of in the private partnership market. But I will help you, whether it's with that group's investments or with other third parties, significant number of third parties. And by the way, all the third parties, none of them that I have discovered or uncovered and make available to our clients have membership fees. So you're going to keep that money. You're going to, be able to deploy that in your investments. And if you think about generating 10 to 30% annual returns, and I'm using their numbers, not mine, I'm using theirs, for the next 30 years or however long you think you're going to live, that's a lot of money. It's not just the 20 you're going to invest today. Just like when you rip the Band-Aid off on $350,000 of 401 money, it's not just that tax bill today, which is about $95,000. It's the ability to earn 10 to 30%, call it 20% for the math here, on 100. That's $20,000 a year more money coming into your family's net worth for the rest of your life. So does it make sense? I'm just curious. Does that make sense to write a check to the IRS to control your money when you can control your money without writing a check to the IRS? In fact, how about we write a check to a syndicator, a lead partner, to get that money working? And that will help you conquer the longevity risk that we're all faced with now, because life expectancies, medical technology, et cetera, is greater. So in any event, okay, so I'm going to set up the Roth conversion here in the next few minutes, and then we'll take the break. But the ability to convert your funds from pre-tax over to Roth, or the desirability, is predicated on you recognizing that you don't own all the dollars in your 401k plan or your IRA, unless it's Roth, and then you may own all or part of them. But if you tell me, well, Nathan, gee, I've got $1 million in my retirement accounts, well, you really don't, because there's an unknown here, and the unknown is what's the tax rate going to be the year or years that you start pulling that money out. And if you haven't noticed, we're down to a very small piece of the federal budget that is used for discretionary spending. The rest of it's already called for. You got Medicare and Social Security increases. We've signed up to fund everything under the sun when it comes to child credits and educational credits and energy credits. Just go down the list. The future is already spent in large measure. You're just not aware of it. And in fact, the real deficit out there, it's not the $30 trillion that Congress talks about. No, that's just the current piece that we're paying for. The real deficit is somewhere north of $130 trillion. The legislation's already been passed. It's already baked in, and that's coming. And now you add on additional spending with what is being proposed for the Green Build Back Better Act, which they don't tell the truth about what that's really going to cost us. They're very clever, these congressmen, as you know. And so when you add that on, that's when you get to the $130 trillion. So what's going to happen? And I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. If you got a calculator, that's all I care about, because you'll be able to calculate and understand that it's just the math involved. There is no way, no how, tax rates do not go up. The tax brackets, think of it as a big sell right now. They are on sell, and I would suggest it's at least a 50% sell compared to where they're going to head. They have to accommodate the U.S. Treasury from going bankrupt. And if you think that, oh, we can just keep printing money and there's no care, you're a modern monetary policy aficionado, good luck on that. I have watched, at least in my 61 years, where money supply does matter with regard to inflation. And when we don't have the deficit or the budget to pay the interest on the debt, you're going to see a depression the likes of which this country has never seen. It'll be, 1929 will look like a cakewalk compared to 2029, 2030, when most folks that study these issues would suggest that's going to happen. So what we need to do now is, while the tax rates are on sale, we want to look at converting our retirement accounts over from pre-tax to Roth. Pay the tax. We're going to put a line in the sand. We're not going to do it all in 1 year. That's just as insane as ripping the Band-Aid off that Self-Made Millionaires platform promotes. Bad outcomes, okay? And so we want to optimize that conversion. We can do it across a number of years. I would suggest 5 to 10 years is optimal. You got to get started now to avoid an unknown. It is a huge unknown. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back, and I'm going to run through the reasons why marrying Roth conversions with real estate private partnerships is the optimal way to undertake those Roth conversions. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
For many years, the Pine Box has been helping families gain insight into the often confusing and extremely expensive task of arranging a loved one's funeral. I have worked with Pine Box in the death of two family members because I know I can trust Chip Beresford at the Pine Box. He's the owner. To be sure that he walks me through that process and that I am prepared for the funeral and that I get the quality I seek without breaking the budget. Because it's a very difficult thing. No one wants to feel like a cheapskate handling a funeral of a loved one. But you also can't afford to go broke either. You know, funerals are statistically the third largest expense in someone's life. The Pine Box sells the same caskets and funeral merchandise that is offered at funeral homes, but at a tremendous savings, and delivery is immediate and free within the Houston area. Stop by one of the three Houston locations or visit their website, thepinebox.com, or call Chip directly at 1-888-PINE-BOX. That's 1-888-PINE-BOX. I trusted them, and you can. The Pine Box.
Big dreams and faded jeans.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross. We've got about 10 or 11 minutes left, and I apologize it takes so long to get set up for this topic, but you're going to like what you hear here in the next 10 minutes, and if you've got questions, obviously feel free to circle back to me at the BAPlanner.com website. Okay, so every new private company investment that you're going to consider, regardless of platform, these are SEC rules, Security and Exchange Commission rules, you're going to be given a private placement memorandum, otherwise known as a PPM. And in that document, you're going to see identified, this is mandated by the SEC, somewhere, I don't know, let's say 3 to 4 pages of risk factors. That's RISK. And the SEC wants to make sure that you understand these risk factors. And by the way, these risk factors, many of these apply to, quote, big company stock investments, mutual funds, index funds, etc. But boy, do we appreciate having these pointed out to us on these real estate private partnerships. Why? because this means that when we convert our money over to a Roth, so we've stepped through the process where we had a company 401k account. We've rolled that into a self-directed 401 trust, which is the model that we use, and it's not uncommon. The marketing term that you see many IRA custodians use is solo K. It's a little bit different the way they describe the options. Their prototype documents may not even have a Roth option. There's multiple types of plans that you could buy from a IRA custodian. In any event, the SEC has done us a huge favor to say, hey, a dollar is not worth a dollar when you invest in these partnerships. Now, you and I know they're right. You know, our assumption is that a dollar is worth about $10, but it's not a given. There's no guarantee. And in fact, in the document, I'm looking at one right now, PPM, risk factors. First one up, there is no guarantee of distributions or a return on your investment. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you have that on your mutual funds that you have at Charles Schwab or index fund stocks? Do you have a guarantee? No, you don't. So we're exactly the same on that front and many others. The second risk identified here is the future performance of the company, and accordingly, the property is highly dependent on the management of the manager and its managing partners. And I guess you could say, well, you know, we got that with Apple or Exxon, not to this extent. We're talking about maybe a handful of people, not massive staffs with, you know, MBAs and all manner of educational attainments. You may, I mean, there's many MBAs that run these private placements. Okay, I'm going to keep going. There exists substantial conflicts of interest with respect to the company. So you may not have that in the market world. Just depends. I know there are some. In fact, there's probably more that are not disclosed than are. But in this case, this means that this syndicator may be using his own in-house property management company as an example. Or he's going to go after property number 8 as he's working on property number 7 with you that you've invested in. Next one is the company will face substantial competition. Next one is the company has no prior operating history, and the prior experience and success of the managing partners may not be an indication of future results. And what they mean there is this specific entity that's going to acquire this property you're investing in is just getting started, whereas the management team may have been around. They may have done great. They may have done poorly. You got to ask those questions, but you can't really count on that because every project is different. And here's a good reason. Current market and economic conditions may significantly affect operations and financial condition. There's no transaction that ever exists in the world of private real estate partnerships that's not counting on, quote, market cooperation, end quote. Everybody is counting on that, and the market in some measure plays a huge role in whether or not you get to the pro forma, you know, targeted or projected. I see targeted is the word now. It used to be projected. Well, now syndicators are clever. As foxes trying to get to your hen house, they're going to make this thing sound like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And in many cases, it is. It's better than sliced bread, but you're not going to know the difference until you've done this a few times and understand the issues. Here's a viable one. Terrorist attacks and other acts of violence or war may affect the markets in which the company operates, its operations and its profitability. Yeah, I would say so. Could potentially, it's a real near-term issue with us here in America or there in America. Changes in national, regional, local, economic, demographic, or real estate market conditions, etc. And we go on and on. But the two big ones that I haven't gotten to yet in terms of the percentage discount to cost or to fair value to determine fair market value is the units being sold are not freely transferable. The investors may not, I'm going to tell you, will not be able to liquidate the investment until this project has gone full cycle and now the partnership is going to sell the investment. The rights of the investors to recover claims against the manager are limited. Boy, I'll say, you know, you're basically indemnifying management for everything except gross negligence. And so if that bothers you, well, you know, see what you find on Wall Street. Going to be very similar. This offering is not subject to securities regulatory authority review. Therefore, the investors will not have the benefit of such a review. It's exempt from those types of reviews. And then I'm going to jump to the last major one. There's 20 to 25 of these total, and that is the lack of majority control. When you're a 0.008 or 1.2 or whatever it works out to based on the amount of money being raised, and you're $50,000 investment, you have literally no say-so. If that bothers you, check how much say-so you have on your Exxon stock. Very, very similar concept. Although there you'll have a vote, it's just it won't matter. So in any event, so for each one of these discounts, if you invest $100,000 in a partnership, then we're going to devalue that partnership for purposes of paying our Roth conversion tax. We're going to take a 20 to 25% typically discount to value. Your $100,000 is now $75,000. Would you rather pay tax based on 100 when the money was sitting at Schwab or in the big company plan? Or would you rather pay it on 75,000 after you've done the rollover and invested in the private company? But let's keep going, because you won't want to pay it at 75%, because we get another 20 or 25% discount for the lack of majority control. So now we're down to 50,000. Boy, this is looking good, isn't it? You thought it was going to cost you a lot of money to convert your Roth, and now you're realizing this is the untold secret. Go Google Roth 401 conversions or even Roth IRA conversions. You're not going to hear this discussion. Why? Because custodians don't have the tax knowledge base to understand how to consult with you on this. And they're not going to tell you about these discounts. We, on the other hand, do this. Again, we eat this stuff for breakfast. We're going to get you down. We know that any private company investment in real estate is going to be a minimum of a 50% discount to value. And in most cases, it's going to be 60 to 70%. Okay, so that's the beauty of these real estate private company investments. You invest in transactions that are going to generate above average return. And in the meantime, we're doing Roth optimization based on values that are significantly less than what they would consist of if they were in the market. One other thing, IRAs currently invested in these transactions, get a hold of us and let us help you avoid the UDFI tax that's coming. We will see you next week right here at the 5 o'clock slot on Saturday and tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.